This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future. Go, go, go,
go, go, go. Rich, we catch up each week on what's been going on at the university. Let's jump into it. What's on your mind, Susan?
Well, Greg, today's the annual Husker Military Appreciation Game. And I want us to take some time today to honor the men and women who keep our country safe. You know, we owe those in the military a debt of gratitude for the privilege we enjoy today.
How do we recognize and then support our vets at the university?
We're working hard to serve those who serve us. There are thousands of student veterans and their family members at NU. Veterans, active duty, National Guard, and countless others. Being on campus, surrounded by 18-year-olds, when you fought in a war, can be a lonely place. We have dedicated resources on our university campuses for military learners, with offices staffed by people who have walked in their shoes.
Something, Susan, that a lot of folks may not know, but the university does a lot of research that supports the U.S. military, correct?
Oh, absolutely. We're engaged in the front lines when it comes to protecting our warfighters and making sure more of our men and women can come home safely. We do work for the Department of Defense through our National Security Focused Think Tank, the National Strategic Research Initiative that works with the military and other federal agencies.
Speaking of national security, you do have a special guest with you here today.
Oh, I'm so pleased to have General John Hyten joining me. He's the commander at the United States Strategic Command, our neighbor and our partner. I wanted to give Nebraskans a chance to hear directly from General Hyten about the work being done at U.S. STRATCOM and their partnership with the University of Nebraska.
General, always good to see you. Welcome here to the program. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the work that's done at U.S. STRATCOM?
STRATCOM is the most powerful command in our country, the most powerful command in the world. And it's just an hour down the road off at Air Force Base. We have 150,000 Americans that go to work every day to provide the strategic deterrent for our nation. Submarines, bombers, ICBMs, operating in every domain, making sure that our country is secure.
Susan talked about some of the things that the university does. How can you talk about the value of the University of Nebraska?
Yeah, so Greg, I tell you, Nebraska has really stepped up. The university has stepped up. We have a great partnership. Susan talked about the Nebraska Strategic Research Initiative. They're working initiatives and research in countering weapons of mass destruction, biological weapons, chemical weapons, nuclear issues, nuclear command and control issues, deterrent issues, and they have a special program called the Strategic Fellows Program for STRATCOM that they started. And we send some of our best and brightest to school for 6 months, take them out of the job and put them in school for 6 months at Nebraska. They learn a lot, they build a lot, so the university has been a great partner for STRATCOM.
The president mentions quite often about the state's growing workforce needs. Are you facing similar workforce challenges at U.S. STRATCOM?
About last year, we were assigned a new task at STRATCOM, and that is to be the system engineer for nuclear command and control. You'd think that STRATCOM would have had that as part of our nuclear mission, but we didn't. But now we have that. So we're growing an engineering workforce, and we'll be growing a few hundred people. We're hoping that the university can help us. I worked with President Bounds to try to build that. I know that Susan has helped us. I look forward to working with the next administration if I'm here. If not, my successor will do the same thing. But we need a great partnership with the university to build that engineering talent.
You threw that question mark in there for a reason. I understand you've just recently been promoted to Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Congratulations on that. What an amazing honor. What's next for you?
Well, I'll be moving. The Packers come on Tuesday. This is like the big wow finish. A beautiful day in Nebraska, watching a great football game. I hope the second half continues the way the first half ended. But I tell you, Nebraska is a special place. We're going to miss it, but the next challenge is a step higher. Never thought I'd be at this point, but I never thought I'd be Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, that's for sure.
Well, we're going to miss having you in the state of Nebraska. Thank you so much for all you do for the country, for your service to your country. And you're going to be missed, but I know better and greater things are ahead for you.
Thank you, Greg.
General Hyten with us here today. Susan, let's come back to you. I know that you've appreciated having the general and being a part of all this as well.
Oh, absolutely. I'd like to thank the general for being with us today and absolutely for his service. And I want to thank all the men and women in uniform who defend our nation. We appreciate you very much.
Absolutely. Great to see both of you here today. We have more of our halftime coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.